Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The top story internationally is the same one that has been there for the past couple of weeks, the ongoing conflict between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas inside Gaza. Friday at the White House, Deputy Press Secretary Scott Stanzel says point blank, the blame for this crisis belongs on Hamas.
Hamas, on December 19th, refused to extend the ceasefire, and they began lobbing more and more rockets into Israel. And that is a situation that the Israeli government nor any government would stand for.
Stanzel says at the same time the Bush administration is very concerned about the humanitarian situation inside Gaza.
We are very concerned about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. We have expressed that concern throughout this crisis.
Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Yoav Schaffer will discuss the crisis in Gaza with Israeli leaders during a weekend visit to Israel. NATO says he'll meet with the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and other officials on Sunday and Monday in a trip that was on the books long before the fighting started. On the domestic side, the 2008 collapse in employment was the worst since the end of World War II. The Labor Department reports the U.S. lost 524,000 jobs in December, making last year the worst on record since 1945. The decline in jobs last month brought the 2008 total to 2.589 million, according to the Labor Department report. The jobless rate increased to 7.2%, which is a 15-year high. Payrolls had been forecast to slide 525,000 following the 533,000 jobs lost in November. Last month's decline in jobs marked the 12th straight month of job losses. At the White House, Press Secretary Scott Stanzel says the Bush administration obviously very disappointed in these numbers.
An unemployment rate of 7.2% might be an improvement for many countries around the world, but it is not good enough for Americans.
For his part, President-elect Barack Obama on Friday calling the numbers a stark reminder that urgent action is needed to jolt the ailing economy. Obama says that he's making another call for an ambitious economic stimulus plan that could exceed $750 billion. During a press conference at his D.C. transition headquarters, Obama said a stimulus bill will be designed to jumpstart jobs creation. He also noted that his stimulus proposal is still being crafted, and he played down criticism, inviting critics to submit their own ideas, saying, quote, "Just show me." One of his critics is doing just that. Two-time presidential candidate and Forbes magazine president and CEO Steve Forbes says he doesn't see how the Obama economic stimulus plan is going to help this economy at all.
The key thing is if they really want to get this economy moving again, these kind of stimulus packages that we've seen in the past really aren't going to really provide the real jolt, the real push. What they should be doing is cutting tax rates on businesses.
Forbes also says that there's ways that the government can encourage banks to start lending more money.
One is get rid of this thing called mark-to-market, which has devastated bank balance sheets, artificially lowering the value of their assets. They got to remove that cloud because banks now feel that every time they make a loan, they have to take a hit on their balance sheet and go out and try to find more capital.
Also today, Barack Obama announcing the final spots on his national security team. As expected, Leon Panetta to head the CIA and retired Navy Admiral Dennis Blair to be the next Director of National Intelligence.
I'm confident that Dennis Blair and Leon Panetta are the right leaders to advance the work of our intelligence community. Together, they will form a team that is uniquely qualified to continue the good work that is being done while making the changes we need to stay ahead of nimble threats.
In Obama's home state of Illinois, it was impeachment vote day for Governor Rod Blagojevich, and it wasn't close.
There are 114 people voting yes, one person voting no. The House does adopt House Resolution 1671, and Governor Blagojevich is hereby impeached.
Later in the day, Governor Blagojevich says the move by the state House did not come as a surprise.
The House's action today was, of course, not a surprise. It was a foregone conclusion. In fact, what the House did today, they've been talking about doing for the last couple of years.
Blagojevich admits, though, that while he believes he is innocent, he's had a rocky relationship with state lawmakers.
I understand the House's actions. I'm not at all surprised by it. But I took actions with the advice of lawyers and experts to find creative ways to use the executive authority of a governor to get real things done for people who rely on us.
But those who voted for impeachment say Blagojevich's explanation that he's being impeached because he found creative ways to help the people of Illinois is rubbish. Susanna Mendoza is an Illinois state rep.
His quotes are a choice. When he said, "I will fight, I will fight, I will fight," he forgot to give credit to the person who he took the quote from, and that would be Jim Jones, who I think used that quote when he was enticing his followers to commit mass suicide.
Meanwhile, on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials dipping 143 points to 85.99 at the closing bell. The Nasdaq off 45 to 15.72, while the S&P 500 sank 19 points to 8.90. Crude oil down $1.21 to $40.49 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll find out why one immigration reform group wants an end to legal immigration as long as the U.S. economy is in such rough shape. We'll also check in with Leila Al-Khatami of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee and get the Palestinian perspective on the crisis in the Middle East. But when we come back, Illinois columnist and political reporter Bernie Schoenberg on the Blagojevich impeachment. Stay tuned. That's next on Dateline Washington.